Psalm 23 then, if you would turn to that portion, please. Extremely well known. We could even maybe recite it without looking at the words themselves, but we'll read it nevertheless. Psalm 23, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. Just the last verse there in the opening statement of that, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And what a wonderful promise that is, that the psalmist here is declaring, that it is his experience and it is also his hope. And so it is with each one of us. This is our experience and it is also our hope for each day that lies ahead as well. And we can certainly look back over our lives and acknowledge the certainty of the Lord's goodness and mercy. The psalm, as we know, is the shepherd's psalm, and we're thinking about the care that the shepherd has of his sheep. He knows his sheep. He knows them by name. He calls us by name. We're told that in John chapter 10. And knowing us and having called us, then the psalmist here can declare with a note of certainty that there are certain things, surely goodness and mercy. There's no doubt about this. And we too can have a note of certainty when there's so many things that are uncertain in these times in which we live. Even the services taking place, as we know, there's been that note of uncertainty as we've had to stop them for a period. And that has happened now on a number of occasions, three occasions, some longer than others. So there's many things that are uncertain in life, but there's some things that the Christian can declare are absolutely certain, something that's sure, that cannot be gainsaid. And the psalmist here is convinced of this: goodness and mercy shall follow him all the days of his life. And you and I can go back over our lives, even before we were converted, I would suggest to you, maybe even before you were born too. If we sat down and contemplated the Lord's mercies, if we were brought up in the gospel, and parents or grandparents knew the Lord, well, surely the Lord's goodness and mercy then predates the day of our birth. Goes back a number of generations. And even if we haven't had the privilege of being brought up in the gospel, still the Lord had his mercy, had his eye upon us, and his goodness and mercy was determined to seek us out and to find us when we were unconverted and afar off from the Lord. When we didn't have a thought of the Lord had a thought of us. And certainly then, from the day we were saved, we can testify that this has been the case. These are sometimes some commentator, Spurgeon is one of them. If you read what he has to say on this text, he speaks about these two companions who accompany the Christian in their walk through life. Because there's the thought there in verse 4, "Yea, though I walk," and there's a time when we come to the valley of the shadow of death, but as we know, there's the Christian's walk, the Christian's pilgrimage. But there's two companions that are always with us. Always with us. We're never on our own. And it is the Lord's goodness and the Lord's mercy. And we're not going to go into each of those tonight. I'll just give you one thought with regards to each. And as I say, we do want to give as much time to prayer as we can. So you think about when Moses prayed to see God's glory. What was it that the Lord showed to Moses? It tells you there in Exodus 34 that the Lord passed by and that he showed Moses all his goodness. Now, if you were asked, even by a fellow Christian or maybe by some stranger, unsaved person, oh, describe to me the glory of God, maybe we'd think about his holiness. Maybe we'd think, oh, I'd have to major on that. That's the glory of God, his holiness, or maybe his justice. But when Moses prayed that prayer, Lord, show me thy glory, the Lord didn't show him his holiness or his justice. It says the Lord showed him his goodness. The Lord showed him his goodness. And that's the companion that the Christian has every day of their life. Always with us, the goodness of God to bless us, to meet our need. And then there's mercy. And that's a reminder that we are indeed sinful creatures. Oh, the Lord knows us as we are. We need forgiveness. We need mercy. And just one thought with regards to that. If you go over to the last chapter of Micah, and it tells you there in Micah chapter 7 that the Lord delighteth in mercy. He's not reluctant to show mercy. He delights in it. He delights. It's something he's pleased to do. It's not as if we somehow extract mercy from God at the very last and he's a reluctant giver and he only gives in at the very end. That is not the case. It tells you there in Micah 7, he delighteth in mercy. And we always need mercy because we fail and we we come short. We sin, we grieve the Lord. We always need forgiveness. But how encouraging it is that the Lord's goodness follows us to bless us and to favor us and to meet our need, and his mercy follows us as well to forgive us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And even as we look back over this past year and all the ups and downs of it, can we not give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his mercy? There's a promise there that it will follow us, these two companions will follow us all the days of our life. All the days. Not just some of the days, not just the majority of the days. No, goodness and mercy doesn't take any holidays. Doesn't take any time off. It's always there. Every day. There's mercy and there's goodness following us, accompanying us every day, all the days of our life. And then that brings us to the house of the Lord forever, where we will dwell. So may the Lord bless those few thoughts to us this evening, and I trust that it will encourage our hearts.